right here on News Radio 92.3. Let's get started with traffic and weather together.
Roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not causing any major slowdowns. If you do see something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That is 850-2626-111. Taking a look at weather, we do still have some chances of rain coming later tonight with 30% chance of rain for tomorrow. Our high is 85, 20% chance of some thunderstorms throughout the afternoon, and we're going to see that continue throughout the weekend on Saturday and Sunday with high temperatures and a 20% chance of rain. It is 80 in Pensacola, 80 in Gulf Breeze, and 81 in Milton. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Top three stories here for you, getting started with Governor DeSantis expected to enter the presidential race next week. Yeah, I thought it was going to be this week. I was wrong. According to CNN, he's going to file his paperwork with the Federal Election Commission next week, but his formal announcement still may not even come until the week after that.
Disney scrapping plans for the new Florida campus. As the spat with Governor DeSantis continues, Disney had planned to build the campus about 20 miles from the giant Walt Disney World theme park resort that was going to be for their tech employees relocating from California, but a company official said in a memo today that new leadership and changing business conditions are prompting Disney to abandon those plans.
And Senate Democrats are asking Biden to stop negotiating with Republicans on the debt ceiling solution. Senate Democrats want Joe Biden to pursue using the 14th Amendment to bypass Congress and declare the debt ceiling unconstitutional. This would eliminate the debt ceiling for good.
Hearing from Dr. Tim Smith for the first time since the Escambia School Board voted to terminate his contract, he spoke with Channel 3's Tanner Stewart and was asked if he thought he got a fair shake.
I feel like when you look back to this fall, and the topic really first came up, I think up until that point, I really felt we were working well. And at that point, certainly that was kind of the red flag that was waved. And I think from that point, it's been challenging.
And another question of note that I thought Tanner asked was, what would Dr. Smith tell somebody who was interested in being the next superintendent? And he said that Escambia is a very special school district with teachers who are tireless workers. City of Pensacola inviting the public to a ribbon-cutting ceremony that'll be next Thursday to celebrate the opening of the Community Maritime Park Marina, which provides daytime waterfront access points for boaters visiting Community Maritime Park, downtown Pensacola, and surrounding areas. The day-use marina will open to the public at 6 a.m. next Thursday. The ribbon-cutting event will take place at 3 p.m. And a big weekend out at the state line. Of course, the Hangout Fest over in Orange Beach is this weekend. Gracie, you look like you are beating and bopping just as I was saying that. Are you headed out there?
I'm not going, but I'm excited for the videos that are going to show. And the lineup looks really good.
And by videos
what
on people's Snapchats.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
Like fight videos on TikTok or, I mean.
If we're lucky.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Yeah, very well maybe. It's not my scene.
A little too busy down there.
But I sound like an old man when I say that. It's okay. Scientists are looking at a holistic approach to restoring Florida's reefs. The answer? Caribbean king crabs. Thousands of Caribbean king crabs were born this week after their mother arrived at the Moat Aquaculture Research Park in Sarasota. The newborn crab siblings are test pilots for the Mission Iconic Reef's Regional Grazer Hatchery Initiative. They're hoping that these crabs can bring the reef back. They're hoping that they eat enough algae to allow genetically resilient coral to begin to thrive again. So that's an interesting one right there.
And more state lines right after traffic on the fives. I-10 and I-110 looking good throughout our area, as well as Highway 90 not showing any slowdowns. So let's get a quick look at our weather from Joseph Neubauer.
Rain chance on Friday, it's still there, but it's a little bit on the lower side, 20 to 30% versus 40 to 60%. Highs will also be a little bit cooler on Friday versus the last couple of days in the low to mid 80s, partly cloudy skies. The weekend, we keep highs in the middle 80s. Rain chance is also very isolated as well. Keep your outdoor plans on Saturday and Sunday. And next week looks a little bit cooler with highs dipping into the lower 80s and lows potentially into the 60s. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. It's 80 in Pensacola, 79 in Milton, and 79 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic and weather together. Ron DeSantis tells donors that Donald Trump can't win in 2024. DeSantis explains that there's only three people in the race right now, and only he and Biden have a chance to win the presidency, saying, quote, Biden and me, based on all the data in the swing states, which is not great for the former president and probably insurmountable because people aren't going to change their view of him.
And by the way, DeSantis is going to be in New Hampshire tomorrow. A 20-year-old Miami-Dade man was bitten on the leg while spearfishing off Marathon, according to the Monroe County Sheriff. The man was with two other people who brought him ashore in a private boat, and they met an ambulance helicopter crew at the eastern end of the 7 Mile Bridge. The helicopter took the injured man to a Miami hospital.
Yeah, hopefully he's okay with there. I saw an update, by the way, that 13-year-old girl who punched the shark.
Yeah.
Do you remember that was earlier in the week? She was punching the shark. So she did get some, like, stitches.
Oh, yeah,
her side,
I saw a picture, yeah.
In her leg and everything. Yeah. But she was just saying she was just surprised at the amount of force that the shark apparently kept hitting her over and over in the abdomen. So, like, he wasn't, like, done. So that was kind of a weird, aggressive shark. Kind of a freaky situation right there. Members of Congress introducing a bipartisan bill that would require all vehicles to come equipped with AM radio. New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer is leading the effort, saying 47 million people listen to AM radio every week. Actually, when we covered this last time, we got a couple of texts that I'm listening to on AM radio right now.
Yeah.
So we appreciate that. Thank you very much.
And House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says that the House could vote on the debt ceiling as soon as next week. McCarthy says that he sees a path towards a deal as negotiators from his staff and from the White House continue to hold meetings. He added that talks are in a much better place now.
Migrants are being moved from a New York City school gym after parents protested the city's decision to house them there. This was at PS 188 in Coney Island. They say that they were never informed of Mayor Eric Adams' plans to house the migrants there and immediately began protesting in front of the school.
Coming up here next, we do have some sports stories for you. Before we get into sports, though, I do want to share Congressman Matt Gaetz, our congressman here, was part of a sub-hearing on the January 6th riots. There was a FBI whistleblower that brought some interesting information, so we'll talk about that. Plus, we got sports for you coming up next right here on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Right now on News Radio 92.3. You'd like to weigh in? Text 850-437-1620. Our Congressman Matt Gaetz questioned an FBI whistleblower on January 6th. He uncovered that the FBI field office confirmed that undercover officers, confidential informants, and FBI assets were present at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, despite FBI Director Christopher Wray testifying to the contrary. Here is Representative Matt Gaetz towards the end of the conversation.
On an anonymous tip, right?
That's correct.
And time and again, the Washington field office was trying to pressure you without corroboration to go start process on people. Isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
And so while I agree that January 6th was a violent day, a bad day, a day that nobody wants to relive, violence on January 6th doesn't justify weaponizing the government against people who were innocent and did nothing wrong. Thank you for blowing the whistle on that.
So right there is Congressman Matt Gaetz right there agreeing the violence is wrong, but now the government was weaponizing the FBI against him. So part of what he said is the FBI manipulated data to make domestic terrorism linked to January 6th seem like it was a nationwide phenomenon instead of an isolated incident. Let's get traffic and weather together on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Roadways are looking good right now. Nothing to slow you down. If you do see something, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. Taking a look at our forecast. Coming up tomorrow, we are still going to have some chances of rain. That's going to be at 30% in the afternoon, as well as this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, also looking about 20% chance of rain. We still have some slight chances of rain for this afternoon and evening, but pretty low at 30%. It is 80 in Pensacola, 81 in Milton, and 79 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
First round of the PGA Championship is underway in Rochester, New York at the Oak Hill Country Club, and Bryson DeChambeau is your round one leader for the moment at 4 under par. Big group of golfers at 3 under, led by Scottie Scheffler, Adam Scott, and Dustin Johnson as well. So a pretty stacked leaderboard early in the tournament. Pretty light day of baseball. The Blue Jays and the Yankees are taking on in Toronto on that one on ESPN Plus just got underway. The Braves are off today. The Rays lost to the Mets earlier today 3-2. The Marlins beat the Nationals 5-3. And a couple of other earlier games, the Angels beat the Orioles 6-5, and the Guardians beat the White Sox 3-1. Tonight in the NBA, 7:30 on ESPN, the Nuggets trying to build on their 1-0 series lead over the Lakers. That game starting on ESPN at 7:30. And NHL action back on the tube, 7 o'clock on TNT, the Florida Panthers and the Carolina Hurricanes in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. And next week's French Open will be without two of men's tennis' biggest stars. Both Rafael Nadal and Nick Kyrgios will both miss the tournament due to injury. And Nadal also confirming today that the 2024 season will be his last before retiring.
Just 10 days after, well, actually, let me hit this one instead. The Florida Supreme Court is ruling that social media companies are not liable for content posted from users. The court issued its unanimous decision today. The ruling will have a major impact on claims made by critics that social media platforms should be held accountable for hosting such content, including terrorist-related content.
Also, cord cutters could have 1 day left of ESPN without cable subscription. Wall Street Journal says that Disney ESPN are laying the groundwork to offer a channel as a standalone streaming service. There's no timeline for the shift to happen.
By the way, I'm totally in for this.
Same here. They actually, when I became a cord cutter about 15 years ago, one of the reasons why I did is just is like because at the time you could get ESPN without a cable subscription. When they moved back to where you were required to get a cable, I was devastated. And yeah. It bothers me pretty much with any channel that you try to download the app and it's like, you know, you can't use this app unless you have a cable. And it's like, right. But the whole point of me downloading the app is because I don't want cable.
I mean, I do think the future of television is the a la carte where, you know, people just can buy individual channels. Cause I mean, there's probably like 9 channels that me and my wife watch regularly.
Yep.
And I should just be able to pay for 9 channels, and that'd be totally cool. So I'm totally in favor of this. Wendy's is continuing to embrace tech. We told you about this story involving AI technology. Well, now they're testing an underground robot system to pick up orders. The fast food company is partnering with Pipe Dream, a hyper logistics company. The instant pickup portals will be next to parking spots, and robots will carry meals underground to customer cars.
Yeah, it's all right. Cool. I'd be interested in checking it out. Definitely going to be interested in checking it out. Also, I'm interested in checking it out. The latest in the Fast and Furious franchise comes out tonight. Fast X coming to the theaters. This 10th installment is still expected to make some good money. $60 million in its debut weekend. Internationally could make $220 million.
And just 10 days after just 10 days after a postponed concert in San Diego, Jimmy Buffett has been hospitalized again. Buffett says that he will be back in the hospital. He was back in the hospital on Tuesday for what he called issues that needed immediate attention.
And I'm not sure on the optics of this one, but Alec Baldwin is just wrapped up with the Rust shooting. Shooting the film.
Gosh. Yeah, okay.
All right. And now he's going to be starring in a movie about the 1970 Kent State shooting. That's his next project. optics, man. Optics.
Any project he would want to just abandon anything with shootings at this point. Sheesh. Yeah, that's not good. All right, you're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 923, informative local defense. Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic and weather together on the fives.
Roadways are looking good right now with nothing to slow you down on I-10 or I-110. If you do see something on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. Let's get a quick update on our weather from Joseph Neubauer.
The weather forecast ahead still keeps rain chances in the forecast, but good news is those rain chances ahead will be a little bit on the lesser side, only around 20 to 30% versus 40 to 60%. Highs also a little bit cooler, so we'll get out of the upper 80s and we'll only be in the mid to lower 80s as we go through Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, partly cloudy skies, and next week looks a little bit cooler as well. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
It's 80 in Pensacola, 81 in Milton, and 79 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, top three stories here for you. Governor Ron DeSantis is expected to end the presidential race next week. According to CNN, he's going to file his paperwork next week, but his formal announcement still may not come until after... like maybe the week after that even. So that's your first of the top three stories.
And Disney scraps plans for a new Florida campus as fight with Governor Ron DeSantis continues. Disney plans to build a campus about 20 planned to build a campus about 20 miles from the giant Walt Disney World theme park resort that was going to be for their tech employees relocated from California. But the company says that in a memo to employees that new leadership and changes in business conditions prompted Disney to abandon those plans.
And Senate Democrats are asking President Biden to stop negotiating with Republicans on a debt ceiling solution. Instead, they want to pursue using the 14th Amendment to bypass Congress and declare the debt ceiling unconstitutional, which would eliminate the debt ceiling for good. Here locally, hearing from Dr. Tim Smith for the first time since his firing on Monday night, speaking with Channel 3's Tanner Stewart. Says up until last fall, he thought that he and the Escambia School Board were moving in a positive direction together, and a good number of people felt things were headed in the right way.
There's another large group in the district that is more wanting to see the district be pushing forward and being really on the cutting edge. And so I had some initiatives, and I think that perhaps made some people uneasy.
He added that through all of this, his biggest hope is the district is able to move forward and reach the potential that we have. A McDavid man now charged with attempted murder after a woman was found shot inside a motel room. That, according to NorthEscambia.com, police in Atmore say 39-year-old Luis Becerra was booked into the Escambia, Alabama Detention Center. This after cops responded to the Southland Motel at around 11:45 yesterday morning and found the woman suffering from gunshot wounds on the floor. This Saturday, a chance to see the 6th Ranger Training Battalion out of Camp Rudder in action. They will host their annual open house on Saturday from 10:30 to 3 out at Camp Rudder on board Eglin Air Force Base. There will be demonstrations, an air demonstration, as well as a car show, food trucks, reptile show. Also, you can test your physical fitness in the Race the Ranger 4-mile run. I don't know why anybody would do that, but
yeah, well, some people are just they're gluttons for punishment. After posting historic spending deficits in 2021 and 2022, Amtrak is asking for more money from the federal government. They've asked Congress for a $350 million bump in its funding for fiscal year 2024, which will come up to $3.65 billion. And of course, this comes on the heels of them already announcing that they're expanding to Mobile and possibly expanding to Pensacola.
A lawsuit has been filed to block the ban of gender-affirming care for minors. The lawsuit was filed hours after Governor Ron DeSantis signed the bill yesterday, and it bans doctors from giving minors puberty blockers and hormone therapies. A group of parents and caregivers are asking a federal judge to block a new law from being enforced.
Speaking of Governor DeSantis, he's going to be in New Hampshire tomorrow and telling donors Donald Trump can't win in 2024. He explained that there's really only three people in the race right now, and only he and Biden have a chance to win the presidency, saying, quote, "Biden and me, based on all the data in the swing states, which is not great for the former president and probably insurmountable because people aren't going to change their view of him."
In national news, Senator Dianne Feinstein, who just came back to the Senate recently, apparently suffered some previously undisclosed complications from shingles. She's 89 years old. She suffered from Ramsay-Hunt syndrome, which occurred when the shingles spread to her head and neck. And she had a case of encephalitis. I know I'm butchered that. It's a swelling of the brain. That's according to a person familiar with the situation had reported to the New York Times.
And migrants are being moved from a New York City school gym after parents protested that the city's decision to house them there. Parents at PS188 in Coney Island say that they were never informed of this New York City's mayor, Eric Adams, plan to house the migrants there and immediately began to protest in front of their school.
And the groom whose bride was killed in a wedding night crash in South Carolina is now suing the drunk driver and the bar she visited. The civil lawsuit alleges that Jamie Komorowski got behind the wheel on April 28th after a booze-filled day of bar hopping. The suit claims that five bars in Folly Beach overserved the 25-year-old despite being noticeably and visibly intoxicated.
Before we get to sports, a couple of business stories for you. The Supreme Court is ruling that social media companies aren't liable for content posted from users. It was a unanimous decision today, so it'll have a pretty big impact for liability protections of social media companies and other online companies.
And Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody is asking Congress to help plan or to help against a new deadly drug popping up. Moody says that states need a rescue to fight for Zeolunin.
Xylazine.
Yep, that one, also known Xylazine, as the zombie drug. We'll just stick with that. And the drug is technically an animal tranquilizer and being laced with fentanyl.
See, I just skipped those names of those things.
Well,
I
put them in there for you guys.
You do. Very good.
It's my own little game that I play with myself. So you're welcome.
I still just skip it.
That's right.
I will highlight it for me.
Absolutely. So in the sports world here, we've got big games in the NBA and the NHL going on. The NBA gets started with Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals at 7:30. That will be on ESPN as the Denver Nuggets host the LA Lakers after winning Game 1. At 7 o'clock on TNT, it will be Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals between the Florida Panthers and the Carolina Hurricanes, two traditional NHL hockey powers. Not, but pretty cool to see nonetheless. TV game right now, there's just one on ESPN Plus, the Blue Jays hosting the Yankees, and it's 2-1 Yanks in the bottom of the third. Pretty light schedule other than that. The Rays lost to the Mets 3-2 today. The Marlins beat the Nationals 5-3. The Braves are off today. First round of the PGA Championship is just about wrapped up, if it's not already. Your round one leader, Bryson DeChambeau, at 4-under par. Big group of folks just one shot behind him. Those include Scottie Scheffler, Dustin Johnson, and Adam Scott as well. French Open starts next week. Both Rafael Nadal and
Update real quick on that. Adam Scott and Dustin Johnson both are still just on hole 14, now they're tied with Bryson DeChambeau at 4-under.
Very cool. Rafael Nadal and Nick Kyrgios are both set to miss next week's French Open due to injury, and Rafael Nadal also confirming that 2024 will be his last season before retiring. Here locally, let's get a check of the roads and First Warning weather together.
Roadways are looking good right now. Nothing to slow you down on I-10 or I-110 throughout our area. If you do see something on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Taking a look at our forecast, we're going to be seeing some more rain tomorrow, just at 30% for Friday, and that's going to continue throughout the weekend. 20% chance of rain in the afternoons. It's going to be cloudy throughout the afternoon as well for Saturday and Sunday. It is 81 right now in Pensacola, 80 in Milton, and 79 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Big night tonight for movies. If you're into the Fast and Furious franchise, the 10th installment of the Fast franchise is coming out tonight. It's expected to make $60 million this weekend in its debut weekend. Internationally, it could make $220 million. And this is going to introduce Jason Momoa to the franchise, as Dwayne The Rock Johnson is bowed out of it, as he's having some sort of spat with Vin Diesel. So he's not going to be part of the franchise anymore. They're introducing Jason Momoa to the cast of characters. And then also Paul Walker's daughter is supposed to make an appearance in this, or a cameo of some sort in this film as well. So I don't know if you guys are looking forward to the Fast and Furious. Here's the thing. It's like, I'm like, another one? This is ridiculous. I'm still going to watch it.
They're still good, too.
I have not seen any of them. So
wait, what?
I have not seen any of them.
I think my headphones were breaking up there. Are you joking me?
I'm not joking. I don't know why. I just haven't seen any of them.
I don't judge you,
Joe. Binge watching nine of them, or now 10 of them, is going to take a little time.
Yeah.
No, at this point, I've just got to keep the streak going. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, I don't judge you, because that's usually me saying, I've never seen that classic movie before, and I have no interest in seeing it.
Classic? I don't
know
about
classic,
that.
But like,
oh, yes.
Franchise craziness.
The first one is classic.
Okay.
The first one's classic. Yeah,
if I watch the first one, would I be able to then watch Fast X and know exactly what's going on? Or is there like a continuous storyline among all 10?
I think
no,
it'd be fine.
You might be a little bit lost, because there's some other interweaving stories. But jumping to Fast 10 would probably be a little bit difficult.
Okay.
But then at the same time,
it would
you probably
still, be,
still
a
would
good,
be able to.
It would still be a good movie. It's like watching Transformers. Like, you could watch it and you'd be
correct.
Fine. But it helps if you see the other ones.
It would help if you saw the previous ones. But you definitely would need to see if you just jumped into Fast X by itself, you definitely would have like a loss of things.
By the way,
definitely have to watch at least the first
one. I feel like at this point we can talk now about Guardians 3. We've given people enough time, haven't we?
I think so.
It's third weekend now, right?
It's perched this weekend.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Well, it was okay.
What?
It was all right.
It went right back to the way the first two Guardians were.
It was a little too much with the characters and, you know, the genetic cloning of animals and things like that. It was just, now I realize that the Guardians movies are kind of out there when it comes to that. Right. I'm much more of a, I don't know if traditionalist would be the right word, but you know, I'm just.
Did you not like the first two Guardians?
The second Guardians I thought was okay. I don't really remember that much.
The first one,
but yeah, it was okay. It was good.
Okay.
At least you stayed awake.
Yeah, I did. Well, yeah, that's true. That was another accomplishment. I did think about leaving a couple of times, believe it or not. But it was just it was just really out there for me. And I don't know. I'm just a traditionalist in that sense. But
well, I could see there was some stuff with a lot of the history of Rocket,
like
the genetic things that kind of drug on
the
a little bit.
What is it called? The Other Earth or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Like the creatures. I mean, it's like, come on, man. Like that's just
Guardians of the Galaxy stuff.
Yeah.
Though. So it's like, if you don't like the first two Guardians of the Galaxy, what I liked about it though is it was like Marvel finally had like the feel of the Marvel movies that the previous Marvel. Whereas, you know, we've talked about before, the most recent Marvel movies have all been duds.
What was with the big giant epidermis thing that they were trying to poke through? I mean, that was disgusting, man. Like, it's like, it's just like, why? This wasn't necessary to do this.
None of it's necessary. It's not necessary for them to go find the Infinity Stone and try to grab it.
Well,
and hold
I mean,
on
but
to
that's
it
like
and,
that. That's that's like more, I don't know about traditional in that sense, but it just wasn't as, it was more human characters that they were fighting. I don't know what I'm trying to say. It just,
you just don't like animals. That's what you're trying to say. You're just not an animal person.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
And I don't like the animals looking like people.
Raccoons.
I don't like animals that look like the animals that were in the movie.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah. Don't like the genetically modified animals that are supposed disgusting. To be like humanoid animals.
Humanoid
animals.
No,
let's put it that way.
I'm out on that.
Yeah. That was a little bit freaky. That was a little weird. I do have to admit that part. But I like the feel of it overall. And I like the way they wrapped it up at the end. Yeah. With like dismissing Drax. Like for me, it made sense with Drax. Like no, I don't want to give a major spoiler, but the way it finished with Drax, no, you shouldn't be out here battling with us. You have a different purpose. And it was like, yep, that's what's always been wrong with him. Is he's always had.
I was sad that what happened to Rocket's friends. I did shed a tear over that. But.
Well, yeah. I mean, you'd be heartless to not do that. So, but it also helps us understand Rocket and where he comes from and stuff like that. So I think the way they wrapped it up was really done well. But yeah, I could see that. So, all right, we do got to get a quick break here. When we come back, more traffic and weather together on the fives. And then I do want to talk about this Wendy's deal just a little bit. Wendy's coming up with some interesting technology. So we'll talk about that next. Call right now on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic and weather together on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any slowdowns. If you do see something on the roads causing delays, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures that you love. Your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. Now let's get a quick look at weather from Joseph Neubauer on WEAR.
Rain chance on Friday. It's still there, but it's a little bit on the lower side, 20 to 30% versus 40 to 60%. Highs will also be a little bit cooler on Friday versus the last couple of days in the low to mid 80s, partly cloudy skies. The weekend, we keep highs in the middle 80s. Rain chances also very isolated as well. Keep your outdoor plans on Saturday and Sunday. And next week looks a little bit cooler with highs dipping into the lower 80s and lows potentially into the 60s. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. This is Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
So we previously covered how Wendy's restaurant is looking to expand the use of AI technology in order to take orders and things like that. Well, they're doing something even more now. They're testing an underground robot system to pick up your order. So you order your, when you do a digital order off your app, you pull up to Wendy's and they'll have little parking places with kiosks there. When you pull up, I guess you somehow let them know, hey, I'm here at kiosk number two or whatever. And at that point, they send the food from the kitchen underground through this piping system with these little robots, I guess. And then it goes up to the kiosk and then you're able to get your food. I guess it's like the bank teller tube system, but now it's going to be for food. So I think it's kind of cool, actually. I'd like to see how it's going to play out overall, but that's going to be an interesting one to check out.
And speaking of changes in the food industry, Oscar Mayer is changing their name of their Wienermobile to the Frankmobile. This change is meant to promote a new recipe that they're rolling out this summer with a new formula for all their beef franks. A spokesperson says that they're trying out the name to see if it cuts the mustard with its fans. I'm sure they'll just change it for the summer and then change it back to Wienermobile, if I had to guess.
That's probably what it'll be, yeah. They're not gonna keep it as the Frankmobile.
A 1,100-year-old Hebrew Bible sold for a pretty remarkable price at auction in New York City on Wednesday. It's called the Codex Sassoon, which is one of the world's oldest surviving biblical manuscripts. It was bought by the former U.S. ambassador to Romania, Alfred Moses. I mean, I guess a guy with the last name of Moses has to buy the Hebrew Bible, right?
Yes, to buy the Hebrew Bible.
He's like, I have to win this. The winning bid, $38.1
million. Sheesh. $38.1 million. I have some blasphemous jokes about this. Does it help you get saved more? You know, so, but I'll just leave those be. But that's That's pretty tremendous, though. That's something. 1,100-year-old by, I mean, I don't even know if you can turn the pages on it without it falling, turning into dust. No, at that I point,
I wouldn't so, recommend.
I wouldn't
trying.
Want to touch it.
Yeah.
No. Exactly. That's the last thing I'd want. ChatGPT making the news once again. A college professor is trying to fail all of his students because he's accusing all of them of using ChatGPT software to cheat. He's at Texas A&M University in Commerce. And he sent an email to his students in his animal science class saying he ran the assignments through ChatGPT twice to conclude they all cheated. And got one more ChatGPT-related one. A Nebraska high school student says he used ChatGPT to write his graduation speech, and it was approved by his district before he veered off script at the podium, telling his classmates, "I don't know about y'all, but I hated school." That's from the valedictorian. Oh, well. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You guys have a great night. Bye-bye.